brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Some of the news at InfoWars.com. Dem operative with CIA background calls for open primary shenanigans. Rights group petition FAA on use of drones in U.S. skies. Eugenicist, bioethicists argue killing newborn babies should be allowed. Obama promises Israel use of bases for Iran attack if it will wait. And our guest dropped. We're trying to get him back on to just give us a blurb on how the process, how they defeated him. If not, we'll get him back on to break that down. I was going to have him on for like 10 minutes, but I want to do a whole rant about it. Obama promises, again, Israel use of bases for Iran attack if it will wait. Vaccination rights attorney Patricia Finn threatened with criminal charges if she keeps explaining to people there's no law their kids to take vaccines. She goes in when the schools say it's the law, you got to take shots, shows it isn't, and instead of the criminals getting in trouble, they're talking about disbarring her. He had her on yesterday. Amazing interview right there in an article. Also, the secret media war of 2012. Pasteurized milk linked to cancer. InfoWars Nightly News video. Very important. 11 reasons to get your kids out of government schools. Man, I meant to cover that. That is an amazing article. And then there's this other big report here that I mentioned. But it's such big news. Doomsday in Wyoming, InfoWars Nightly News, and the newspapers are reporting they're preparing basically for the federal government to totally collapse, and so Wyoming would have to take over the government and run things itself, which is what the states are supposed to do to begin with. And FEMA puts out contract for emergency camps to house displaced citizens. So that's all up there right now. Utah is moving to block the NDAA, which openly allows the secret arrest of citizens and more. Also, the U.S. is to repatriate undocumented immigrants. The big sis is going to make the illegals legal, all part of their treacherous activity against this country. That is all some of the news at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And we've got Aaron Dykes coming up to be breaking down what's happening on all of these fronts and more for one segment. And then Cindy Sheehan is going to be popping in. And I really like Cindy. You know, she lost her son. She gave her son to the that was Kurt Nimmo's term. You know, she gave her son to the empire, but that wasn't enough that her son died in Iraq. The IRS is now coming after her. She's publicly said she's protesting not paying the income tax. We didn't have the income tax till 1913. It's paid to the private Federal Reserve. The average public didn't pay any income tax until the 1950s. Some paid a war tax in the 40s. They were like, well, it's World War II. Well, pay the income tax now for the general public. And it's all paid to the foreign banks. It's all paid on the national debt. All the other taxes, the gas taxes, the excise taxes, the different tariffs, that's supposed to run the small federal government. But now more, and the feds always want more. And, of course, special interests sidle up, get in control of the system and do that. As we go out to break, again, I barely spent any time the last 2 hours, and I got to put gas in the tank literally and figuratively. We're trying to grow the crew. We're trying to put out more news packages, more information. We're trying to respond. In fact, I even tried earlier. I had Darren McGreen in here in studio with me. I was asking about some of the great news packages he did last week that I know I never played here on air. So I'm trying to have some synergy where I air the nightly news pieces on the radio show. But I've learned in a culture when it's not corporate, it's always hard to get something new done. And then once you're able to do it, because there's packages every night. They're 2-3 minutes long that subscribers see. But the general public never hears or sees her on the radio. And I will take the great work of our reporters, and I will air it. But there is a factor the globalists know in human training that once they get you set in your ways, it's almost impossible to get you out of it. We will start airing all these packages here. It will happen. In fact, during the break, I'm going to find out what some of the packages were that I tried to find out earlier, and I'm going to air them. Nothing's going to stop me unless God...
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Rosalind Peters, a geoengineering expert who's gotten so many documents, it blows my mind, that we interviewed her on the news, Friday, and I'm going to air that tomorrow here on the radio because it's a 10-minute piece, and she breaks down evidence she's gotten, evidence of them trying to artificially melt the Arctic so they can then blame humans for global warming and have it as a pretext to take our rights, but also as an added little goodie that will allow the oil companies to go in and exploit it. To melt down, many of those coastal areas at least. And we know there's geoengineering going on. It's just the details are classified. So that's big. In fact, I want to get her maybe later in the week or next week on the show to break that down. That is big news. When we carry the film, What in the World Are They Spraying, by Geobert Griffin, well, he's in it, by some other great filmmakers, at InfoWars.com. If you want to support us and get a tool to wake people up, we've also got the Noble Lie DVD, the first ever really full-length professional modern film on the false flag terror attack that was Oklahoma City, that was to blame the proto-Tea Party conservative libertarian awakening against the UN. We have back in print. We had some more printed, and we're going to get even more printed as those run out. I'm not the publisher, but I helped him get more printed. That is, of course, the author of Bloodlines, the Illuminati, Fritz Springmeier. We need to get Fritz back on when I'm back in town, maybe next week. But I'll be back tomorrow night, but I want to get him on next week to do that. Now, I'm going to turn things over to the one, the only, Aaron Dykes, who got a big round of applause in Dallas and also there in Orlando. I want to thank everybody again for coming out. It was amazing. And I'm seeing the reviews of it. People really love both events. And I will be doing more. I will be doing more. Now it's time to go up through the West and then up into the Northwest and then back down through Colorado and the rest of it. I'm going to do a big trip. Maybe early, midsummer, I'm not sure yet. But a big, fat, juicy, marauding trip because things are getting so bad. Things are falling apart so quickly that who knows in the future if I'll even be able to drive around the country. And they're already federalizing everything, checkpoints, hands down the pants at the airports, TSA on the highways. I mean, this is one of the last times to go see the InfoWarriors as America goes dark and shuts down. We're trying to stop that. And everything we're saying has come true. But they're like, okay, they're going to secretly arrest and kill people in our building camps. You're still a kook. They are going to release a super flu blueprint so anybody can create it and kill billions. But so what? That's not a big deal. So what, fearmonger? Aaron, you now take over the transmission. Sydney Sheehan's coming up. But you've got the floor, my friend. What, briefly, though, what did you think of Orlando and Dallas? I mean, am I hyping that this was amazing? The energy was so incredible.
Oh, it's very energetic, and that's the very point I was going to make. I get way too much credit, Alex. I don't know why you always throw it to me. But, yeah, people come out, and I hope those are the same people out there being activists and so many more at other spots across the country. But the enthusiasm was literally palpable. It was tangible. And that's a great thing. And, of course, we've done so much that it's obvious now what the problems are, and people just have to respond to them.
It's bizarre to have, like, an Elvis deal, women especially, trying to jump over the thing at me. I mean, it's really getting crazy. Folks, this is about the info war. And I'll tell you, Aaron, why I build you and McBreen and John and the whole crew up. Because you guys are doing the research, you're seeing the same info, you've got the same passion, Rob Dew, Paul Watson, everybody. It's not about just writing articles and editing videos about the great Alex Jones, okay? It is about other leaders in this fight. Sure, I'm obnoxious. Sure, I'm so chomping at the bit to fight globalists. I'm, you know, jumping in and ranting and raving because I'm here to build up Ron Paul. I'm here to build up Aaron Dykes. I'm here to build up G. Edward Griffin. I'm here to build up Aaron Russo. I'm bringing a lot of times old timers to bigger audiences than they've ever seen. I'm bringing people that are new to audiences that they would have never seen. I'm bringing activists on the stage that are having victories to audiences they would have never even imagined being able to reach because this is a blessing that we've got, and I'm thankful for it. And I realize every day we're on air is an incredible blessing. Now, I'm kind of like Senna. Great movie, by the way. It's now on Netflix. True story. You know, the Formula One racer who would overdo it sometimes. He'd be so far ahead that he'd blow an engine or wouldn't pull in to get his tires replaced and would wreck. I've got to learn and mature how to back off. But I told people in the speech, it's not arrogance. It's not bravado. It's not... It's not ego that I'm so aggressive and loud. It is anger. It is frustration. It is rage. It is focus. And so I'm trying to cool off here. But the point is, that's why I'm trying to build up other people, Aaron, who are doing great jobs in their own way. And the entire crew up there is absolutely kicking butt. And I want the crew to realize that this is a mission we're on. This is a big deal. I want the listeners to understand this. We may not be here in the future. We may get shut down. Things are going dark, Aaron. This New World Order is real. This global government's real. What's happening is real. And we better use the internet and talk radio while we've still got it and fight to keep it free, but both. We better understand that this is important. It's all happening. It's real. Our worst analysis has been confirmed in spades and triplicate, Aaron. I'm going to get out of here or I'll keep ranting. I got to go get packed or I'll never get down the road in time. We're learning a lot on this trip. Again, great job to the entire crew and the whole audience. But Aaron, I'm going to let you take it away with whatever news you want to cover. You got Cindy Sheehan coming up here. So you go ahead, my friend. And we've got a lot more coming up on the road tomorrow here for radio listeners and the nightly news. What are you doing the nightly news tonight, Aaron?
Yeah, that's right. We got all kinds of things coming up, including the secret media war of 2012. And what you're talking about is true, especially in the sense that it's not about any one focal point, Ron Paul, Alex Jones, whatever. It's the fact that once you begin to see in that they live metaphor kind of way, there's no turning back, Alex. And that's why they're in so much trouble. That's why you've got the press.
Aaron, I'm letting you go. Good job, folks.
Thanks,
I'll be
Alex.
Listening on my iPhone, free iPhone app. And I might call in during the Sheehan stuff. God bless you.
God bless, Alex. Travel safe. But you've got the reporters talking about how their whole phony establishment is coming down, and Ron Paul's a direct threat to that. This article beginning with the quote, "See this room, two-thirds of us will be laid off when Ron Paul's president." A hot microphone picked up a reporter attacking Ron Paul recently before a Pentagon briefing began. And it's just illustrative of the fact that you can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. All the king's horses, all the king's men, all the liars for this empire, all the deceivers, all the people setting up the false paradigms, all this entire system of Hobson's choices, of false choices, it's, you can't go back to seeing it any other way. And that's why there's so many enthusiastic people out there. And if they will just activate and turn to their friends, their family, people who don't believe, those who are 1 foot in and 1 foot out, those who are on the fence, we're going to win this thing because we do have truth on the side, and you just can't see it any other way once you realize what a grand deception all of this is. Politics just being one slice, one sector of it. And you've seen him throwing out all the stops. It wasn't enough just to black out Ron Paul or cheat him in the election. They've got to try to sabotage everything he stands for, because they know it's so much more than the electability of Ron Paul. Whatever ends up happening with the actual election cycle, there is a revolution underway of ideas, and that is what the system is most afraid of, in my view. Of course, you've got other stuff here. Warren Buffett, who's begged, quote unquote, the system to tax billionaires and millionaires more than they have, another Hobson's choice, is out today in Bloomberg talking about how the banks were the ones victimized by excesses of ousted homeowners, and how many people who foreclosed actually picked up a lot of cash, implying that they did something deceptive and exploitative. That's ridiculous, because we know how much the system has set this entire thing up. Goldman Sachs, who Warren Buffett has backed publicly, just one of the companies who bet against the systems in place, who are trying to backstop all this, betting against AIG and manipulating so many other markets. And I've got to tell you, I'm not going to forget about the fact I was there in 2006, the first time I was at a Bilderberg meeting. Didn't even know totally what to make out of it, but I began studying the list and listening to what all the experts there said, and what came out of the meeting. Didn't know if it was going to be true, but it came out of that meeting in 2006 that they were going to pop the housing bubble and begin the economic crash. Nobody knew for another 2 years, a year and a half, till 2007, leading into 2008, that crash was indeed upon us. But look, that information proved to be accurate. So has a lot of other insider information that experts like Jim Tucker, the veteran Bilderberg sleuth, Daniel Estrin, and others have gotten out of those meetings. And now you see it here, people like Warren Buffett, again, backing Goldman Sachs, backing Bank of America, and backing the banking system in general, and telling us again that the victims, the people out of homes in this nation, are the ones to blame, when the system knowingly, fraudulently rated their loans as AAA, got them into loans they knew they couldn't pay back, just to build up this system and make money on both sides of it as it goes up and down. Just disgusting. And I know Alex has already covered the ethicist arguing to kill newborn babies and how it should be allowed to have infanticide up to the second or even third year, but it's just too shocking not to comment on. And this whole crew of bioethicists, what another false choice, what another grand deception of people who, you've got Julian Salvescu, who's argued that we should put lithium in the water. I know Alex talked about this too. Other bioethicists saying we should put lithium in the water. It's just another name they've spun for these eugenicists who want to sell us on the idea of killing humanity. And it's strange. Now, I want to ask Cindy Sheehan coming up not only about her own situation with the IRS coming after her for not paying taxes. She says she has openly declared she won't support the empire, and that's why she's not paying taxes. But I want to ask her about people like Michael Moore, who's built his entire image on being anti-war, about trying to rein in the same empire that we're all against, and yet he continues to just back Obama, won't say a word about Ron Paul, the only true anti-war candidate anywhere near the race, now doing shenanigans along with other top Democrats to prop up Rick Santorum and prolong the GOP vote, thinking it will benefit Obama. We'll get into that and more. Cindy Sheehan joining us on the other side, and we'll be back I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in. Alex Jones may be calling back in as well. Stay tuned, InfoWars.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A+ Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his life.
We are back at InfoWars.com. You just heard from Alex. He's on the road, maybe popping in again. Meanwhile, I'm sitting in throughout the rest of the broadcast. Aaron Dykes here. And we are joined now by anti-war activist Cindy Sheehan. She really became emblematic as far back as 2004 and 2005 after her son Casey was killed in action. in Iraq, and really has spoken out ever since against the war. And it's very interesting to also track how, as Obama came into office, so many other anti-war activists fell off, were not to be heard from, as they quietly allowed Obama to continue these wars, but not Cindy Sheehan. So we're going to talk to her about that and so many other issues as the IRS now comes after her for not paying back taxes. Headline, New American anti-war activist Cindy Sheehan refuses to pay taxes. Kurt Nemo's headline, Fed sick IRS attack dog on anti-war activist Cindy Sheehan. Cindy Sheehan, thanks for joining us on the broadcast.
Thank you, Aaron. It's nice to be on again.
It's great to talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you, too. Thank you.
So give us your version of events in terms of the latest with the IRS coming after you and why you haven't paid taxes, because I know you've been upfront about that, and what you continue to fight for and what you've always been fighting for.
Well, when my son was killed in Iraq in 2004, I decided that my tax money had, you know, been part of the problem that contributed to the murder of my own son. And so I decided at that point that I was going to be a tax, conscientious tax objector. And like you said, I've been very upfront about it. I've spoken about it very loudly and very clearly, and my reasons for doing so. And I've been doing this now for almost 8 years, and last Monday, I was eating dinner at a restaurant in my town with another activist from Berkeley, and this man walked in, or he walked up to our table, and at first I thought he was the manager because he had a tie on, because, you know, a lot of times people recognize me and they just want to come up and say hi, and the guy goes, "Hi, Cindy, my name is Cornell," and I was like, "Oh, hello," and he said, "I'm from Channel 10 News," and I said, "What are you doing here in Vacaville? Are you just passing through?" And he said, "No, actually, I'm here to see you," and then my mind kind of jumps, like, what did I do now, you know, I'm just, first of all, I'm just sitting here eating dinner. And secondly, I've been working on my radio show and my book that I just published. I haven't really been out publicly, you know, doing protests or anything lately. It's been kind of a quiet year. And he said that he was there to talk to me about the lawsuit filed by Obama's Department of Justice against me. And I had no idea what he was talking about until he showed me the lawsuit. And it was filed by the U.S. attorney on behalf of the IRS. And I have had a couple meetings lately with the IRS. And I've told them that I'm not cooperating with them. And this lawsuit, apparently, because I still haven't been served the paperwork. It's amazing to me that Channel 10 News in Sacramento got this lawsuit before I even knew about it, let alone had a copy of my own. And so they're going to compel me to go into court, and they're going to try to force me to provide my records.
It's amazing. And what kind of response are you getting from the left as you continue to preach against the wars and demonstrate as Obama continues these wars? And many people support him in spite of that fact.
Well, it's been, you know, last year, maybe the year before, we saw an increase of people on the so-called left speaking out against Obama and maybe organizing some protests and things like that. But now that it's an election year, they're starting to circle the wagons again. And I've had almost 100% support about this with tax issue. It doesn't matter, you know, what political identification the person is. But, you know, there are some people calling me, you know, saying that I'm like a teabagger, or I'm a Republican because I'm refusing to pay my taxes. I don't know. Republicans in general are opposed to the wars anyway, so...
Well, we'll get more into that on the other side. We've got the break coming up ahead, but that's what I'm wondering, if this has to do with the Obama reelection cycle. I'm sure the answer's there in the question. Cindy Sheehan will be back with us, and we'll take some of your calls as well. Stay tuned. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is InfoWars.com. Alex is barreling down the road right now, so I'm sitting in to finish off the broadcast. Our guest right now is Cindy Sheehan, and I would have to say what she practices is civil disobedience. It's an old thing basically coined by Henry David Thoreau, who said, among other things, if 1,000 men were not to pay their tax bills this year, that would not be a violent and bloody measure, as it would be to pay them and enable the state to commit violence and shed innocent blood. This, in fact, is the definition of a peaceful revolution, if any such is possible. He also said that under a government which imprisons unjustly, the true place for a just man is also in prison. He's one of the original tax protesters, and I guess it's people like Cindy Sheehan continuing in his tradition. Cindy.
Henry David Thoreau, of course, is one of my inspirations, and I studied him when I was in college, and I wish I would have paid closer attention to him back then, and then my son might still be alive today. But, you know, what is, and we have to go forward. And I was just at a protest early Saturday morning, started Friday night at 5 minutes to midnight. They launched an ICBM test missile from Vandenberg Air Force Base, and that cost 20 $28 million. And some of us, I think there was about 17 of us, including Daniel Ellsberg and I, who we were, you know, accused of trespassing onto the base. We wanted to stop the launch, and we were met with, what do you want to call it, a squadron of MPs who arrested us, who treated me very horribly. I was, bent over my back. I was bent backwards over the front of a female MP and, molested worse than I've ever been in any arrest. And then we were detained and handcuffed in their vans for a couple hours afterwards. So my hope, anytime something like this happens, anytime I witness the fact that, children were killed by drone bombs, by Hellfire fire missiles in Pakistan or Afghanistan or anything like that, my first thought, I think, is thank God I'm not paying for it. And I ask people questions about this. If you were given a choice to drop a Hellfire, to pay to drop a Hellfire missile on, 36 school children in northern Waziristan, or between going to prison, which one to take? I would hope most people would take going to prison. But what we do when we pay our taxes is we funnel it through a middleman. We funnel it through the IRS. And most of the money for our income taxes goes towards paying for these current wars, paying for the military-industrial complex, paying debt to the banks for prior wars, and debt to the banks for these wars. So basically, it's mostly going towards the military-industrial complex. And I, for one, know as a tax resister that eventually I could end up in prison, but I, like Henry David Thoreau, I'd rather be there than knowing that I was like a co-defendant with my government in killing innocent people. And they may bring me to court. They want to bring me to court in the middle of April, and I want to go to court. I don't know what date April 15th is on, but I want to go to court that day, and I want to make this a movement. And this is why they're coming after me, Aaron, and this is why they come after people with prominence, because I don't think the empire thinks they can intimidate me anymore. But what they want to do is they want to show other people what could happen to you if you decide to go the route that Cindy Sheehan goes, or that the National War Tax Resisting Coordinating Committee has done. All the prominent people who, are not afraid of them, who are not afraid to take downs like this, are the ones that they go after. And they could have gone after me during the Bush administration. I feel it's very significant that that Obama's administration is persecuting me.
Well, that's the point. I don't think there was anything good about the Bush administration, but I think they realized that taking you down then through your protesting the taxes would only lend credence to your movement, would only build you up at a time when that national spotlight was on you. You were very iconic of the entire anti-war movement, but all that has somehow become silent under Obama. You've continued to protest, but so many others have stopped protesting against the war, haven't shown up to these rallies, haven't had their voices heard. What do you make of that? It's got to be a political retribution as Obama launches into his reelection cycle.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think that Obama was, put in place by what I call the robber class, what, the Occupy movement calls the 1%, to further the agenda of the 1% or the robber class, and to do it in a way where there's very little opposition. Not only is there no opposition, but many of these people who would have been screaming the loudest if Bush or McCain had done these things are not screaming. They're supporting what he's doing. So, to me, it's scandalous and it's pitiful and pathetic that people care more about partisan politics than they do about, actual human beings. I wrote an article not too long ago saying it would probably be better for a Republican to be elected in 2012, because then at least these progressives would care about innocent people again. Or they would pretend to care about innocent people for political gain.
Yeah, and I want to bring up the point of Michael Moore, because he was very forward on being anti-war for years in the Bush administration. Then Obama came in. We saw all the signs that he was going to have the same advisors, that he was going to continue these wars, that he was going to keep contractors, change the names of what active duty troops were as he kept them in Iraq and Afghanistan, expanding to all these other countries. I believe it's still 9 war fronts we're on. And here he is today, again, making a splash in the news with his political shenanigans, saying he wants to make mischief under Operation Hilarity and back Santorum, thinking it's going to discredit the GOP race so Obama can get reelected. Well, you don't have to agree with Ron Paul if you're on the left on economic issues or a lot of things, but there's no doubting he's the only real anti-war candidate in the race. And I don't understand how Michael Moore can publicly say this and keep his supporters.
Well, because I think that it's all this paradigm, you know, that these people were actually anti-Bush. They weren't anti-war. And so, of course, you know, Michael Moore has done a lot of good things. And, you know, he's not the only person on in that side of the fence that is doing things like this. And like I said, I think it's pathetic and I think it's pitiful. And I think it shows a lack of integrity to base your principles on a political party. And, you know, we do on the left, we have anti-war choices too. And, you know, I think they have as much of a chance of being elected as Ron Paul. But, you know, if you're on the right and you're anti-war, then you should support Ron Paul. If you're on the left and you're anti-war, you can support the Green Party or Rocky Anderson of the Justice Party, or, you know, who knows if some anti-war, other anti-war person on the left is going to rise up. But we know for a fact that somebody like, you know, let's talk about Dennis Kucinich. How come Dennis Kucinich runs as an anti-war Democrat, you know, for the last 2 times, but, you know, he won't primary Obama now, even though, like you say, Obama is prosecuting at least 9 different fronts of war right now, the U.S. war of terror. How come somebody like Dennis Kucinich isn't standing up and saying that, you know, the Democratic Party needs an anti-war voice?
Yeah, and his silence has definitely been notable. I would assume there's probably been pressure behind the scenes. I know he did speak out on the Libyan front of the war and received a lot of flack from it. I know from inside the Bilderberg circle, they were saying that Dan Kucinich is making this hard for us.
I interviewed him for my show, Cindy Sheehan Soapbox, and he said that what Obama did in Libya was an impeachable offense. And I said, well, okay, Dennis, if, you know, why aren't you running for president? He said, well, I think someone should, but I'm not going to. So I don't know. It seems like somebody who's already run for president 2 times in a row and has a base could be more of a challenger than, you know, somebody just coming from nowhere to challenge Obama as a Democrat.
Okay, we've got some callers waiting even before I gave out the number, but if you want to join us, it is 1-800-259-9231. Let's see what Matthew in Tennessee brings to the table. Are you there, Matthew?
I'm here. Mr. Shahan, I would like you to do a small piece of investigation for me. I want you to look at pictures of Karl Marx. He will put his right hand in his jacket to conceal it. This is a sign of Masonic allegiance. I want you to consider, Mr. Shahan, that perhaps the most effective thing to do is not to avoid taxes, but to ask the Marine Corps of the United States of America to not turn their weapons on American citizens, but rather turn their weapons on the people who give them the order to do so. Thank you very much.
Cindy, if you want to respond to that.
Well, you know, I think that I don't like to talk about weapons being turned on anybody, but I think that certainly the military who follows orders, even illegal and immoral orders, are part of the problem. And, you know, talk about Obama persecuting me. Obama's persecuting Bradley Manning, who took that seriously. You know, he took that seriously, that, you know, soldiers are not required to follow illegal orders. And look where he is. You know, he was in Quantico for a year and a half being tortured, and now he's on trial literally for his life. You know, so of course I think that the troops that follow these illegal and immoral orders are part of the problem.
Well, it's kind of an escalation of evil as well. First, there's a justification that it's okay to kill civilians, but it's not just in the military component. We've seen our rights stripped away under the TSA, but now everyone's reorienting the mission to somehow the homeland people are the threat. And it's just scary what they're doing. And they are talking about coming after Americans and trying to convince the military people that's somehow acceptable. I know a lot of them aren't going to go along with it. I hope that proves to be the case. Let's see what John in North Carolina brings to the table. John, are you there?
Yeah, hello, Cindy Sheehan. Thank you very much for everything you're doing. I'm so sorry for your loss, but you are a true American patriot. And I'm glad that you pointed out that most of the people that were backing you weren't really backing the anti-war effort, but they were just against Bush. And might I say that I thoroughly agree in the grassroots movements that you've made, and there's a grassroots movement around right now that might help to bring out the truth about things. And one of those affronts to freedom that happened recently was all the voter fraud that went in on the main GOP in the caucuses. And if I may, I'd like to read a very quick opening to this. Anyway, I'll just do it. The blatant voter fraud committed by the main GOP in the 2012 caucus is an affront to the freedom of the American people. Their manipulation of the true results and disingenuous response of correcting their mistakes on March 10th, 4 days after Super Tuesday, represents obvious censorship and will not be tolerated. Therefore, we are calling for a boycott of all things Maine unless the Maine GOP reports the true and full results of the caucus before March 6, 2012. This correction must be reported with the same fanfare and national exposure as the original fraudulent caucus results were presented to the nation. As Maine businesses profit from their association with the state of Maine, their products and services will be boycotted until this travesty of justice is rectified. Due to the time constraints, the boycott will begin with the following Maine associated businesses, however, will not be limited to L.L. Bean Incorporated, Poland Springs Water, Division of Nestle Waters North America, McCain Foods USA, Kennebunk Technologies. Americans who are against voter fraud and censorship should contact these companies, along with Governor LePage, GOP leader Charlie Webster, Maine Tourism Bureau Frank McGinty, and the Maine Chamber of Commerce. Contact information and specifics of the fraud can be found by searching for Boycott Maine for Voter Fraud and Censorship on YouTube. That's Boycott Maine for Voter Fraud and Censorship on YouTube. I think we can really make a dent with this.
Well, there's been undeniable voter fraud in Maine as well as in Nevada, Iowa. They threw out the official results as well, but it's also a delegates race. Cindy Sheehan, isn't it time to tear down the false veil of left and right and really look at people who are trying to fix the system itself?
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons that I think that a tax revolt would be far more effective than getting, you know, sucked into the cesspool of federal electoral politics because, you know, voter fraud is not the exception. It's not a surprise. It's the rule. You know, it's been happening ever since voting has started, but now it's more sophisticated. Now, there's not only voter fraud, there's manipulation, there's propaganda. You know, there's Madison Avenue selling us the candidate. So, you know, I really think that instead of being, you know, support a candidate, vote for a candidate, but I think we should really be concentrating on, you know, solutions outside of the establishment, not inside of the establishment, because guess what? The establishment, they own the voting machines, they count the votes, they're the ones that control the, you know, the whole process. So why are we allowing ourselves to get sucked into it? What we need to do is think of creative ways to oppose the establishment, not want to be part of the establishment.
Well, we can have that conversation as long as it's not about throwing out the Constitution and Bill of Rights, because I don't know if I'm going to agree with all of your solutions. Let's get one more call here.
I never said to throw out the Constitution or Bill of Rights. What, you know, what has happened is that it essentially is meaningless to the robber class. They have already thrown those things out. So they only apply to us then. There's two systems of justice, one for the rich and one for the poor. So, you know, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights has essentially been rendered meaningless by the establishment. So we need to reclaim our rights. We don't have to have our rights written on a piece of paper to know that we have our rights, you know, but people, they allow themselves to be sucked into all this propaganda and all this establishment hoo-ha when, you know, we have solutions that are based right in our own communities.
Well, you've got a point there. Certainly our rights are God-given, and we need some decentralized answers. Let's hear from Lyndon in Texas before we go to break, and we'll be back in the last segment.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing, Aaron? I think you're a good host. I like the calmness about you, and I think Alex Jones is an angel. He was sent to Earth to save lives, and I like what he's doing. I like the Tang and Tangerine. I'm all of that diet plan. And to Cindy Sheehan, your son, he lost his life in vain because if they would have told him they was going to sign an NDAA, I don't think he would have went to the Army and fought in Iraq. And I think it's a shame that our soldiers are dying for Obama just to take over our rights.
I agree. We're going back to the break. We'll come back to you. Why has there been so much silence on NDAA? Everyone was outraged about the Patriot Act. Now somehow it's okay. It's more than just the wars. We got a big problem here. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at Terraganix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Federal agents, we are armed!
We have more equipment than the possession of illegal firearms!
And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong?
We are back at InfoWars.com. In the last segment, Cindy Sheehan is our guest, but right now we're going to go back to Lyndon in Texas. You were making a point about the NDAA.
Yeah, the NDAA to me is really unnecessary. Right there, it shows Obama's turning his back on America. American people should be outraged, and they should get with all the people that's going against the NDAA, because these soldiers are dying, losing their lives. They didn't join the army and say, okay, take all our freedoms. They joined for our freedom. So it's a double-edged sword. And I disagree that one guy said, don't stop paying taxes. Cindy Sheehan's right. Everybody should stop paying taxes. Tell everyone in your family, do not join the military until we get a legitimate government to support. Then you support them. But if you're supporting this government, you're not supporting America. You're supporting an illegitimate group of people that's trying to put nuclear war on us right now. They hang around Iran trying to kill us. What's the sense of nuclear war and all our children going to die? You might as well be an adult and fight the system in every way you can.
And they beat us over the head with supporting the troops and all the ribbons, but look how they really support the troops when they have mental problems or anything else or just stressed out about fighting illegal wars. They come and SWAT team them or take their guns or try to lock them up. Cindy Sheehan, your comments on what the caller was talking about.
Well, I agree with him about everything he just said. And Chris Hedges, a war correspondent, a journalist now, has actually trying to file a lawsuit against Barack Obama and Panetta, Leon Panetta, the Secretary of Defense, about the NDAA to declare it illegal and unconstitutional. So there are people who do still have integrity, who are still working against the government, no matter who's in charge.
It's still just amazing to me that people in general are not out in the streets against the NDAA, bringing that war home to us after all these illegal wars. Let's hear from John in Ohio.
Absolutely agree. This character, I think, was put in Obama, this CIA operative, by the largest elements of the Wall Street and the military industrial complex.
Yeah.
Because they knew that if they had an Uncle Tom president in the White House, he could shut up the few anti-war Democrats. And most people are sheep. If they don't have somebody who tells them it's permissible to take a position against these wars that Obama is doubling, his police state measures that he's doubling, as the previous caller said, leading us into wars, they become sheep and they say, well, who am I with my little mind, my little weak mind, if all of these big people? And I think that people are going to have to begin to not to take this position that if we attack him, the Republicans will win. If you attack him from the left for his warmongering, his fascist police state, his stooging for Wall Street and the military-industrial complex, you automatically discredit the Republicans. And I think if we begin to realize that the Republicans are giving him actually fake progressive cover by attacking him falsely as a socialist, he's the exact opposite. Everything he's done has been to enhance the power of the anti-socialist biggest monopolies, bankers, warmongers in the world in world history. And I think that the Republicans are actually giving him cover, and it's a kind of a kabuki fake fight theater that he loves, because it gives him an opportunity to get on television and pretend to be a populist.
Cindy, we got 30 seconds if you want to respond to that in closing, and thank you for joining us.
Well, I agree with everything the caller just said, and your listeners can get more information about me and my protest at CindySheehanSoapbox.com.
And we hope people will join those efforts and say no to these illegal wars and the persecution of those fighting against them. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.